It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Yeah, our friend Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill is here, and we are talking today about pruning. We're talking maybe about growing stuff inside of whatever else is on Frosty's mind. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic. So I was looking at some of my stuff outside. Like I said, I haven't even touched my hydrangea. So what are some common pruning tips so we make sure we've got great growth next year?
So the fall is a great time to prune. A lot of people have been coming in asking questions about that. And pruning really has a couple benefits aside from just aesthetic pruning for shaping. But you want to cut out any dead wood or any cross-rubbing branches to kind of give the shrub or tree airflow, but also for aesthetic reasons. But there are some things you don't really want to prune this time of year.
Okay, like?
Fruit trees are one. That should be late winter, early spring. But spring blooming things like your lilacs, forsythia, azaleas, rhododendrons, those all have their buds formed for next year right now. So if you cut those off, you're losing out on that.
Well, that's no good.
No.
All
and right. Then your blue hydrangea, which has been a topic of discussion a few times, that blue hydrangea also blooms on new and old wood. So it's almost best to just, if you want to deadhead the blooms off it, great. But I would leave the rest till it reflushes in the spring and then prune out any dead from there.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. I was wondering about, people who do like to grow, does it make sense to try to grow vegetables at home, in the house, in the wintertime? And if so, I'm guessing there's quite an expense. Do you need special lights for that? And is it cheaper to just buy the vegetables?
That depends. I mean, it's fun to have some greenery growing inside in the middle of the doldrums of winter. Yeah. But you do need, like Paul has a little countertop grower, hydroponic grower that has lights because we obviously have lost a lot of daylight and a lot of things need more hours. So you kind of have to have to the right. You can't just like throw basil in a pot on the counter and hope for the best.
And put it by the windowsill because we just don't have the light.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep. So you do have to have the light, but
so it can, there are some expenses involved if you want to go that route?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I don't know, Paul, the tabletop one you bought is fairly affordable, I think.
Oh, but yeah. It wasn't that much.
Yeah.
No.
Some people have those big, tall grow towers, though, with the lights, and a lot of people really get into it. So it is great to have fresh stuff in the middle of a dreary time of year. So
I wanted to make special mention, Frost Farms offering really cool orange bandanas with your logo on it. You see Rip modeling that in the video. And I'm guessing that is just part of the new merch collection at Frost Farms.
It is. And it is hunting season. So to keep in mind when you've got your dog outside in areas where you can hunt to make sure that they've got blaze orange on or something bright.
And you've got an animated Rip.
Oh my God, yes. Isn't he adorable?
It really is.
He's much more well-behaved than the real Rip.
All right, well, make sure you find them on Facebook and see all of that.
That's really awesome. Yeah.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And that's the Frosty Report brought to you by Frost Farms and Town Hill.